Marginally employed and already divorced, it was not the ideal time to attend my 10th college reunion. But I had amends to make, so I booked my plane ticket east. When I started college, I joined the fencing team. I had no experience, but I was enticed by sword-fighting swashbuckling allure. The fencing program was run by a former Soviet champion who went by the singular name of Coach. I trained hard and progressed from being ignored to receiving private lessons from Coach. After a year under Coach's wing, I knew I was a fencer. After several years, however, I was burned out from the grind of daily practice. It felt like all I did was study and fence. I went to try some of the other activities that surrounded me at my bustling university. Here's the bad part. I didn't tell Coach I was leaving. I just stopped showing up. It was cowardly, but I was scared to give up this hard-won part of my new identity. I spent the next 10 years ashamed of that decision. I should have stayed, or I should have left cleanly. I had done neither. At the reunion, I found my way to the gym. Coach gave me a warm greeting, so warm I wondered if he remembered who I was. I said, "Coach, back when I was here, I didn't do right. I want to say I'm..." He interrupted me.
"You have a certain idea about the boy, a certain kind of hard-working boy."
And then he ran down the whole list of my accomplishments and failings. He remembered me all right. Perfectly. "I was confused," I said, and I'm... Coach interrupted again. He explained that there is a time in life for sports, when the body is young and strong. He was only sorry he hadn't been able to tell me then that that was my time, and that time wouldn't come again. In that moment, Coach lifted 10 years of guilt from my shoulders. I floated through the rest of that reunion weekend. At school, Coach taught me the beauty of fencing. 10 years later, he taught me the beauty of forgiveness. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.